Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our studio here at the NovaCare Complex on this Tuesday in South Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN contributor Adam Kaplan. We welcome you into Eagles Live today. We've got a busy show for you. The Eagles trying to get something going here. Adam, a little win over the New York Giants on Sunday, and now it's a trip to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am going to go on record to say this will be a very, very tough game.
Very tough. I just got done watching the Eagles tape, and I also have now watched two Buccaneer games off that all-22 tape. Their defense might be the NFL's most improved. The personnel in the secondary, which the Eagles faced last year, completely different. Three new starters. I like the speed they have on defense. Really, really. I would say this is going to be a tough game where I think it's going to be low scoring. Last week I set it up saying it could be a high scoring game, maybe in the 50s or 60s. I think both teams are going to struggle to score in the 20s.
We heard from Pat Shurmur, who had his press conference, Bill Davis as well, after practice live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You'll hear from Nick Foles, et cetera, as the players go live. And one thing that Shurmur said that was interesting, Adam, was against the Giants, the defense, a big, stout, powerful defense, Tampa Bay's defense, and we'll talk about this later, Tampa Bay's defense, a move defense, very fast to the football.
Correct.
A different kind of challenge.
Yeah, in fact, last year, Dave, if you remember, the Buccaneers, they slant their front four. It's all about speed, not power. I think that's a great way to set it up. You talk about their D tackles, outstanding. Gerald McCoy, one of the top three or four D tackles in the league. I love the way that they use their ends. They kind of move them around a little bit, but they're not very strong. Adrian Claiborne, coming off his injury last year, has played well. Former Eagle Daniel Teo-Nesheim is playing a lot. He gives them good snaps. But their linebackers are fast, and again, their secondary is outstanding. This is probably one of the better defenses no one's been talking about.
Well, we will talk a little bit about that later. Of course, we take a look at the numbers here. Defensively, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, good enough to win football games. Where the Bucs have had problems is on the offensive side of the ball, with a rookie quarterback coming into this game. Now, what about the Eagles quarterback situation? Let's get you caught up on the very latest with the health of Michael Vick, Bo Wolf, with today's headlines.
Michael Vick, still day-to-day with that hamstring injury. He is out here practicing. We'll get the full injury report later on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, whether Mike is a full or limited participant. Also, the coordinators met the media this morning. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur says that whether or not it's Michael Vick or Nick Foles under center, the offense functions the same. What changes is how the defense plays against them, so we may see on Sunday how the Bucs react if it is Foles playing instead of Michael Vick. On the defensive side of the football, Billy Davis says the win over the Giants was a confidence boost, and he can still see this team improving, getting more comfortable in the functionality of the technique and the scheme itself. As for the opponent, the winless Bucs, 0-4, but they're coming off a bye, and three of their losses have come by a combined 6 points. So this is a team with a very good defense, a very good running game. They do, of course, have a rookie quarterback in Mike Glennon. Now, following Eagles Live today, we will have the live press conferences of Michael Vick, Nick Foles, and DeSean Jackson on the podium right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Bo. A good show for you today, and we will keep our eye on Michael Vick, who may speak after practice, talking about his progress made from that hamstring injury. And we'll find out, Adam. It is going to be interesting to see, as we take a look live at practice, how the offense functions. And there's Michael running around a little bit.
That, huh?
The fact that he's on the field is really a positive. I mean,
I'm shocked.
A lot of times they're back in the training room. They're getting treatment. So all of those reports that Vic was definitely out yesterday, those are premature reports, no question about it.
Here's what I expect. I would still put Vic in the doubtful category as we speak. Remember that Tuesday is a lighter workout for the Eagles because the practice week really is Wednesday through Friday. Eagles are the only NFL team that really practices on Tuesday after a Sunday game. But I'll tell you what, to see Vic out there, I'm stunned. This is great, great camera work there, and I'm surprised.
And so the Eagles offense, whether it's Vic or Foles, the offense structurally remains the same. And I think we're starting to learn, obviously, and beginning more and more in-depth knowledge of this offense. What the Eagles actually run, Adam, each play offensively is predicated on how the defense reacts.
Yes, and it's two things. It's the how many defenders are in the box and what the quarterback sees. So let me give you an example. That actually, they ran a read option play with Nick Foles,
right.
And if he had any speed, he probably would have scored. He did. It was perfect. He got the defense to go right. He had to beat one man, but he's not fast enough.
Right. So I think he got 3 yards on that.
Yeah, he got three yards. But I'll tell you what, watching the all 22, I'm like, he might have been able to score faster.
So defenses are going to maybe move one player out of the box and try to slow down the passing game.
Yes.
So what do the Eagles do offensively here? We're going to get into the Bucs defense, but what do the Eagles want to do offensively?
I'll be honest with you. When you look, first of all, you have to look at the matchup. And when you look at this matchup, they are unbelievably fast. They're not real big up front, but McCoy gets off the ball like another D-tackle in the league. I got to be honest with you. After watching the All-22 tape, the interior of the offensive line must play better. I think Jason Kelly, I count two whiffs. It's not a physical thing. It's a technique thing. He's got to get his hands on the D-tackle or the nose. They've got the Todd Hermans needs to still get better. He was better in this game than he was the previous game, but the tackles, I think they'll be able to handle Tampa Bay's pass rush. They are outstanding for the most part. Lane Johnson bounced back, Dave, in a big way this last game.
All right, good to hear. We will take your phone calls, 215-339-6709, predictions, etc. As the Eagles get ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a little live look at practice as well. Big show for you today. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave. He's Adam. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What? I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
You're home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We are looking live at practice here in South Philadelphia at the NovaCare Complex. Quarterbacks Matt Barkley on the left and, of course, Nick Foles on the right, preparing, and there's Michael Vick also throwing. So, Michael Vick on the practice field, ladies and gentlemen. Now, whether he participates in anything beyond the individual, Adam, that's really the question. But a great sign that he's on the field, that the hamstring feels good enough where the Eagles think he can go out there, run around a bit, push off on it, and exert.
Exactly, but the key is...
We know that. It's not going to... We're not saying he's playing here.
Will you let me talk? Thank you very much.
Are you getting a little antsy here?
No, I like.
Am I talking over you today? I'm really, really
not more
up.
Any more than usual. you're great though. Whatever you do, I like
it's
it.
It's not bad for web TV.
No,
is it,
I'm
buddy?
Telling you, man, that's web.tv. But anyway, I think when you look at it, this deal here with Michael Vick, they've got to be careful. They've got to manage him here. It is significant that he's actually here on a Tuesday, this early in the week getting out there, but the fact of the matter is he's going to be able to do his job, and part of it is running. That's part of this offense, and that's part of what Michael Vick does, and also he's got to be able to step into his throws. So, you know, if you're the Eagles coaches, you look at it this way. If he could be the number two quarterback, Dave, that would be great.
But if he can be the number two quarterback, why wouldn't you make him the number one quarterback?
Because you may want to give him another week. But you make a fair point.
I read something today. It was interesting. The interpretation of what Chip Kelly said yesterday. He said that if Nick had gotten hurt, that Michael could have gone back in and played on Sunday. And then so a writer interpreted that and said, well, why couldn't he play this upcoming week? Well, Michael could have gone in and finished the game. Now, he couldn't have been the dynamic, scrambling, elusive, fast quarterback.
Right.
But he could have gone in and finished the game.
No, I agree with you. But then it does change your play calling a little bit. And I think when you look at what Vic has done so far, I think that completion percentage isn't fair at 54%. They've had some drop passes. The offensive line a couple games, so she didn't give him time to step into his throws. To me, he's probably, if he asked me, I would have said 58%. But the fact of the matter is, it's got to get up a little bit. I thought in this pass game, I thought some throws were on target. The play to Avon in the red zone, I've seen that play three times now on the all-22. He put it out there for Avon to go get. He just couldn't get it. My interpretation is a little bit different than everyone else.
My interpretation was that Avon was open and that Vic threw it too wide.
Well, he led him. He led him a little bit too much, but it was not a bad throw.
Okay. Let's take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Taking your calls, predictions, some conversation about the Eagles at 2-3 in first place in the NFC East this week in Tampa against the Buccaneers. D'Angelo in Houston joins us. D'Angelo, hello.
Even Adam, my man, what's going on?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm feeling real good.
Good.
Sunday was big for me. Feeling real good.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm fired about the defense, man. The turnovers. It feels wonderful. When we get those turnovers, man, we can win ball games, man. It feels great. I know Fletcher didn't get any interceptions, but God, he was huge, man. Bradley Fletcher was huge Sunday, man. A lot of big pass breakups, so a lot of good coverage. You know, able to come at the last second, knock the ball loose from Nick and crew. So Michael Kendrick, optimistic, man. He's there. Ball's on the ground. Michael Kendrick's around the ball. I love it, man.
Hey, D'Angelo, do you have a prediction for Sunday?
That's what I'm gonna address, Dave. No prediction for me because it seems like every time I do it, you bait me, and it never comes out well.
Right.
No prediction for me. I'm gonna be optimistic, and I want to address the quarterback thing because I need
to. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Sunday. No, I'm glad with Foles came in. I'm excited about it. I want this game to be big for all Eagles fans so that we can all become Eagle fans again. Too many people are making quarterback controversies. They want Foles. They want Foles there. Well, Chip Kelly said he got a chance. So he gets a chance. I hope the guy goes up and does well. If he doesn't, I just want everybody to realize Vic's a starter, and let's just move forward with it.
Well,
support the team. Stop fighting each other over this.
Yeah,
stuff,
well,
man. It's ridiculous.
D'Angelo, thanks for the call. I don't think that means that they are – that people are not Eagles fans. I mean, you know, whether you want Nick Foles or Michael Vick, it's just part of the conversation. But his point earlier, Adam, was about defense taking the football away and how critical that was against the Giants. Before we talk about Tampa's defense, that component on Sunday was really the difference for the Eagles.
Yeah, and number one, the Eagles are now +2 in the plus-minus ratio. And then the thing that really stood out to me, I've been calling for press coverage, more press. Let me tell you something. The press techniques that they used were tremendous against the Giants. When you do that, you reroute the receiver. One of the interceptions, the Kerry Williams interception, was strictly because Kerry Williams jammed Akeem Nicks. If he didn't jam him, there's no interception there. He threw him off his route, and that's what you got to do.
So the Eagles showing some improvement and technique and some of
right
the
there.
Things they did. That was a nice play there.
Yeah.
And I thought the Eagles really stepped it up, and particularly, obviously, in the fourth quarter with three interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Doug in Connecticut joins us. Doug, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
It's been a while. I'm just psyched that, positivity, especially there in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it's nice to see a game where you look at these draft picks that we've gotten over the years, and some of them haven't panned out, and it's just nice to see Zach Ertz, you know, get a few plays there. I know it wasn't a lot, but. It was nice to see.
Zach Ertz has actually played, his playing time has gone up, and I don't.
He played well. He looked good.
Did you happen to see the play time? Do you have the play?
Yeah, I do have it all right here.
How many snaps did he get?
Ertz had 41% of the offensive snaps.
33 snaps. So that's the most he's had, and there's his number for the season.
Still playing on specials too, Dave.
Right. So, Doug, I mean, yeah, I think we're going to see more and more of Zach Ertz.
Boy, is he a vertical threat. He's four plays now of over 20 yards. He's exactly what we thought they were going to get. when we evaluate the Eagles roster, but the thing that you'd like to see is more passing targets, and he's just got to be on the field more. But as you said, and you're right, it's the most that he's played. And I remember one of the players telling me that they're five tight end positions that they're being asked to play, and you don't want to give a rookie that's not ready yet all that, you know, all those plays to remember. You want to give him one thing, let him get confident in it, and get more. And now you're seeing more on his plate. I think they're doing a good job of coaching him up. And now you saw him that game, man. He's really coming on.
All right, now let's talk about how the Eagles could maybe use Zach Ertz and Brent Celek and all of these pieces against Tampa Bay's defense. Let's go a little bit in-depth on Tampa. Once again, we take a look at the numbers here. Excellent against the run, good against the pass, overall outstanding. Very strong against the third and third downs. The red zone, you look at that number, I mean, that is outstanding. Averaging just 17.5 points per game. Now, they have not exactly played the murderer's row of offensive teams.
That's right.
But this is a fast, aggressive, sure tackling, and confident defense.
And relatively young, except in the secondary. But the fact of the matter is they are unbelievably fast. Maybe the NFL's fastest front seven. Bill Sheridan, the former Giants D coordinator, is the coordinator for the Bucs. He's done a tremendous job. And it's all because of the secondary now. Because teams last year, and you saw what Nick Foles did, he tore them apart. Different game this time. The secondary is completely revamped. You've got, really, to me, one of the NFL's most improved secondaries. It's going to be hard to score. If the Eagles score 20 in this game, I'd be stunned, to be honest with you.
So we ask Adam, we ask you, if you give us a call, what is your offensive approach against Tampa Bay's defense? Whether it's Nick Foles or whether it's Michael Vick, you've got Darrell Revis. You've got two outstanding safeties, including Mark Barron. Lavonte David, tremendous.
So fast.
At the linebacker position. The word that I'm going to stress all week is this: patience, patience, patience. It is not going to come easily against Tampa Bay.
No. And when you look at their safety play, you mentioned Mark Barron, who's really a good football player who you could keep in the box. You can move him back. Deshaun Goldson, who we didn't even talk about there, to complete their secondary. It's about as good as it gets. It's amazing what a difference a year makes. But the speed is just tremendous. And what they do is they play a variety of techniques. They play a lot of man press. And they'll also play some cover two, some Tampa two. They still do that from time to time. And Jonathan Banks, who we also didn't talk about, their second-round pick out of Mississippi State, is a good football player. He is tall. We can talk about Darrell Revis, Dave. Revis at 5'11", Banks at 6'2". You don't find, you know, they've got athleticism and physicality. You got to like it.
The Tampa Bay big move in the offseason, Adam, was acquiring Darrell Revis from the Jets. Pretty high price to pay here. The question asked to Pat Shurmur, is he all the way back? Well, Pat said he's maybe all the way back, but he's just playing at a super high level. You would expect Revis on Jackson. What do you do with DeSean Jackson? We know how vital he is to the offense. Revis certainly is capable of taking him out of the game.
Yeah, I think what you have to do, you're going to have to run him in more crossing routes, because what happens is if they press him, you're not going to get those straight nine routes, it's a vertical route, because Revis will just reroute him. So you've got to do what Donnie Avery did against the Eagles. One step and then cut to the right or cut to the left. I think you're going to have to figure out a different way. It's actually a great question, and it's going to be a big challenge for the coaches.
And one thing that I noticed when I watched the Eagles is that there's very little motion. So to free up DeSean Jackson, do you put him in motion? Do you try to get him to
you can motion to the slot, sure.
So it allows you to get off that press coverage. That makes it harder for a defensive back to get his hands
on
him.
I'll give you a little bit of a story here. So the way that they're using Ertz, he's rarely lining up at the same position. I think that goes to your point. You're going to have to do something off with DeSean Jackson. And then here's another question. Who else can make a play? Riley Cooper simply does not get open very much. Who else? We see Ertz, okay? Celek also got open. And if Nick Foles is the quarterback, which I think there's a better than 50-50 chance, he's a guy that likes throwing to the tight end. Well, you got Ertz. You got Celek. James Casey still only 3 snaps on offense, so he's clearly not involved. Marsh Johnson only 3 snaps on offense, so he's not involved. So the difference between this last game and the other ones, it's Ertz now. It's a little bit more of Celek. And I think the other thing that I liked is you got the screen game going a little bit last week. I think, Sean McCoy, how long have we been talking about this?
Well, 2 weeks ago also, Bryce Brown got some screens. LeSean had a screen for 21 yards. So
a lot of targets for LeSean McCoy this past week, dude.
Yeah. Marcel in Atlanta joins us on Eagles Live as we take a look at the outstanding season had by LeSean McCoy, leader in total yards from scrimmage in the NFL with 700 of them.
No fumbles, which is also key, Dave.
Marsh, knock on wood here. Marcel joins us. Hey, Marcel.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Well, you know, it's the day after last night down here. Yeah. And the city is hurting.
Yeah.
Which I can relate to.
Yes, indeed.
But what I wanted to say is, in regards to, you know, your question in terms of how you attack the Tampa Bay defense, I'm not a coach, but I could just, you know, so I'm not going to pretend to be one.
Okay.
I would just say that, you know, I believe that our team is still evolving. You know, this is only we just got through week five and going into week six, and we're still trying to figure out who we are,
yes.
It seems like to me. And I truly do believe that we haven't seen everything yet, even going into week five. You know, I remember last week or a couple weeks ago, Dave, you were talking about, you know, where's the four tight end sets and, you know, the different formations and stuff like that. Some of the things that I saw last weekend, you know, against the Giants was, you know, with that read option, you know, a lot of times if Vic would have kept the ball, you know, he had open space on the opposite end that, you know, LeSean was running to. So there's so many opportunities. I can imagine, you know, like when you look at when the coaches do look at the tape and stuff and they see things, you know, this is an ever-evolving process. And sure. I just think that we still haven't seen everything. And we still haven't seen everybody.
Yeah. Marcel, give me a prediction for Sunday.
I believe it's going to be 24-10.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Good. Good stuff. I don't know. We'll talk about the evolving offense, Adam, and what else is there in this offense. I think the run game has been pretty clearly defined. I mean, the Eagles run the football. They run it very well. They spread it out, and they run it really well. Passing game, you know, 0 yards in the first quarter against the Jets or against the Giants, and they ended up with over 300 yards. So the Eagles made some adjustments there and made it work against the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. We'll come back with more of that chatter, more of your phone calls, and more on this Tuesday here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. It's Eagles Live. We're coming right back.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus steak and cheese wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and the North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. The Eagles on game number 3 of a 3-game road trip on Sunday in Tampa. Then it's home for 2 games at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's take a look at this 2013 regular season schedule. Time for the Eagles to make their move. All right, our Ticketmaster schedule here. The NFL Ticket Exchange schedule. powers it, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Good read, huh, Adam?
I like it.
What do you think about this schedule here? How many wins in the next four games? Come on.
Oh, boy. Look at the Raiders. Let me just tell you this. Dallas, is their offense is fantastic. Their defense has fallen off significantly. We know about the Giants. Eagles just played them. And the Raiders, their defense is very competitive. They don't have a lot of talent, but their D coordinator, Jason Tarver, is tremendous.
Can we get to 3-1? These three games.
Are they capable? Yes. Will they? I don't know about that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the optimism, Adam.
Sure.
Always good to hear.
You want the truth?
Yeah.
You asked me a
you
question.
You want the truth. All right, listen, the Eagles on...
Can you handle the truth?
I can't handle the truth. The Eagles on Sunday play against a rookie quarterback in Mike Glennon from North Carolina State. Highly thought of prospect coming into the draft last year. Adam, what were your thoughts on Glennon coming into the draft and where Tampa took him and what he's shown you so far?
He is a big guy, over 6'6". The only comparison you can make, people talk about Flacco. The only thing is they're almost exactly the same height. Flacco's got a much better arm. Glennon's got a plus arm, though. Good, strong arm. Not great feet. Does tend to stare down his receivers. Bo Wolf and I were at the Senior Bowl. We saw him. He made some good throws. He made some inaccurate throws. But he's a guy that's very confident in his arm strength. And when you watch his tape from NC State, he's a guy at times could look very, very good. But sometimes he forces balls. He needs a lot of work. And he did not look good in his start a couple weeks ago. But I think when you look at it, you've got to challenge this guy. And, here's a question. Do you press the receivers more?
Well, you've got Vincent Jackson. Right. You've got big receivers.
Mike Williams,
yeah,
you're right.
Big receiver.
That's the question. How are you going to handle this? Because Glennon does not move very well. He's a big guy over 6'6".
How's their offensive line?
Not very good. It's been a disappointment. I thought it would be much better at this point, Dave. So Vincent Jackson had an injury before, but he should be fine.
I like Doug Martin a lot. I think he's a powerful, really, really good running back. And, again, averaging only 3.4 yards.
They've been behind a lot. They've turned the ball over, and this is why they're at zero. Their defenses play well, but they're not putting the offense in good positions. Doug Martin's a versatile running back, one of the most versatile in the league. He's not an explosive running back. He's just a stop and start. He's got a great vision, and boy, I'll tell you what, out of the backfield, you see him there, the pocket hamster. He's a really good football player.
So, Adam, does Bill Davis play aggressive, blitz the line of scrimmage as he did against Eli Manning and the New York Giants?
This is where stunts might work a little bit. They've kind of changed the offensive line around a little bit. It's going to be a challenge.
The passing yards, 32nd.
Terrible. Yeah, I mean, Josh Freeman, listen, he didn't play very well. We know that. But Glennon did not play well in his first start.
11 points per game.
That's why I think, again, it's going to be a low-scoring game because you got, I think, an improving Eagles defense. I think that confidence that they got, there's no question they got the confidence in that last game. You bring that going forward. That fourth quarter, I mean, three interceptions, tremendous. And you saw the execution. It's the first time since week one that what Billy Davis was asking the players to do, they handled their assignments very well.
Well, I want to get into what happened with Josh Freeman. I mean, this is a franchise quarterback for them.
He was, yeah.
Things fell apart. All right, Bruce in Tampa joins us on the air. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. How are you doing, buddy?
Great, man. I'm a big-time Eagles fan living in Tampa.
Thank you.
And I'm going to the game this Sunday.
Excellent.
And I got a prediction of 38-17.
38-17. Bruce, how are the Eagles going to score 38 points against that outstanding Tampa Bay defense?
I'd like to know.
Tampa Bay's defense is really good, but I figure Chip Kelly's going to figure it out. And the defense is going to show up and help put them in good position so they can get that 38 points.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you down there on Sunday. I expect so many Eagles fans. They always travel so well, Adam.
Last year, were there a lot of them?
There's always a lot of them. Okay. Yeah, tons of them. Everywhere we go. They're great fans. Let's talk a little bit more about this Tampa D. And if you're Chip Kelly, what do you think, knowing his mind a little bit? What is he?
Boy, this is a challenge, man. This is, obviously Chip's going to say, well, we're going to run what we do. But you got to, as you said, and I thought it was a fair point, teams kind of know, we've talked about that teams are trying to take away the short area, the so-called pop passes. Now you saw this pass game. That being the case, they extended the passing game a little bit. They got the tight ends involved. Downfield, especially Ertz. You saw Frantzelic make a nice play. That continued to expand that passing game. The Bucs have so much speed, but they're not real big. I'll be very interested to see if the offensive line can get off the ball a little bit against this front four. They are really fast. And I'll tell you what, They look to strip the football. It's something that they like to do. And I'll tell you what, Gerald McCoy is a handful. Now that he's healthy, he's one of the better T tackles in the league.
Tom in Buffalo joins us on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan with you. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave and Adam. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you guys for mainstreaming this. I'm dying up here in Buffalo. Yeah, all I hear is Buffalo Bills. And I really appreciate this show.
We do what we do.
We like to help.
I know. Well, I lived around Philly all my life, and now I moved. But I'm telling you, I love it. Thanks for doing it.
Great.
I want to say something about the quarterbacks.
Yes, please do.
I'll tell you, I'm happy with Vic or Foles in there. I think with Vic, we have a running game, a little different setup. With Foles, we got a good passing game. And I think the defensive coordinator this week is going to have to prepare for two different quarterbacks. I think that's good. That's a plus for us.
Tom, hang on, because I want to get your prediction here. But let's talk about that point, Adam. Tom believes that Tampa Bay – I mean, we saw Michael Vick on the practice field.
Mm-hmm.
Does Tampa Bay have to prepare for two quarterbacks at this point?
Yes, because now maybe they have this video. Maybe they're seeing this. The word will get out, obviously, I'm sure, on Twitter that Vick was practicing today, even if it doesn't matter if it's not team. The fact that 2 days after he pulled his hamstring, he's out there is, to me, significant. You have to, because you now know that there's a possibility, although I think it's outside at this point, things could change late in the week, that he might be able to play. You got to prepare for both.
You've never dealt with sports science.
How about
that? You've dealt with conventional treatment for hamstrings. Who knows what the Eagles are doing behind the scenes.
Is it Holes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Tom, do you have a prediction for Sunday?
I do.
Okay.
27-20 Eagles.
You're the man. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Hey, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You have a good day, too. 27-20. So these are the scores that I've gotten this week, Adam. 24-20, 34-20, 24-10, 38-17, 27-20.
38.
What's more unlikely? That the Bucs scored 20 points or that the Eagles scored 38?
That the Eagles scored 38.
Yeah. And turnovers. I mean, I think one of the big takeaways that I had from last week was from the turnovers the Eagles defense forced, the Eagles offense went and scored touchdowns. Well, mm-hmm. not all the time, but they went and scored points. And that's huge. Points, 17 points,
17 off turnovers, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's a good thing, and that's what Chip has talked about. But the other thing is you can't have five field goals. Expect to win. Now, it's a good thing that Alex Henry got himself back together. 5 of 5 is really strong. But I'll tell you what, when you try to beat Tampa Bay, the one thing you can do is you can run at their ends because they are small. And I think that's something that they know that, the way that I think that Lane Johnson or Jason Pierce can get off the ball. And one thing I should mention, they were not helping Lane Johnson. He was on his own this game after he struggled the previous two. And that tells you a lot. That they think he's going to get it, and he really got it last game.
All right, Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis meeting the media earlier. We'll get to those press conferences here in just a moment when we return on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we're coming right back.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Let's go, yo! Woo! Help! One more!
One more time,
come on! One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro and the great Adam Kaplan, of course. Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator, and Bill Davis, defensive coordinator. Meeting the media this morning. So before we get back to the phones, and Gary in Southwest Florida is waiting patiently, let's hear from Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator, as the Eagles on the practice field, not quite sure today who the quarterback will be on Sunday.
We're going to function the same way, regardless of who's playing quarterback. You know, for internal uses, we know some of the things that we'll focus on more with Nick in there than Mike, but the offense won't be any different.
There was a noticeable drop-off in Shady's yard, and your whole running game's yard per carry when Nick came in and when Mike came out. So do you correlate that?
No, I don't think so. I think when Nick was in there playing in the preseason, we were very effective running the football. And, you know, we did what we had to do to win the game. We were fortunate when Nick was in there. We got some turnovers, you know, and then we attacked him in sudden change where we got some points where we threw the ball a little bit. But the way we're going to approach game planning doesn't change. It's just really our opponent changes. You know, we're going to play one of the top defenses in the league. They're different in style than the Giants. The Giants were probably bigger and more physical inside. This is a fast defense that runs around, and so it's going to be important for us to be able to block movement. And then, just like every week, we got to do a good job of beating man-to-man coverage outside.
You mentioned some of the mistakes that you wanted to clean up. What were some of the most glaring ones that you saw?
Well, I thought, for the most part, you know, that every game there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, I thought the good is we didn't turn the ball over. You've heard Coach Kelly talk about what you do with turnovers, and we got 17 points off of turnovers. The biggest thing for me is, you know, I want us to be really tough to beat, and when we have three pre-snap penalties and then, you know, we drop some balls, you know, those are correctable errors, you know, and so those were probably the things that we focused on the most. And then, of course, you know, I think we need to be still more effective in the red area. You know, I think early in the game we got down there, we got a third and one, we didn't get it, so we kicked a field goal, and then one other field goal was a two-minute drive where we got it down there with, and the time ran out where we didn't have a chance. But there still were some bad plays in the red area that we've got to try to clean up so that we can stretch the score out if it presents itself earlier in the game.
Are you looking to utilize your tight ends more in the seams of the zone and all that and going up the middle of the field?
Yeah, most of our route concepts involve three and four guys, you know, and then, you know, there's – you got to beat them down the field. You got to beat them across the field. And then every once in a while, we try to bunch them up and move them around. And so we try to use them. Brent had some good production the other night. Again, it comes in bunches because there are concepts where they're all involved and one of them will pop free. And the quarterback's just got to do a good job of going through his progression. I think it's important that all quarterbacks are able to throw the ball with anticipation, you know, and I wouldn't say that Nick does it any better than Mike. You know, we just saw a couple examples. The throw to Brent Celek. I mean, he ran a very good route. The guy was in good coverage. We thought we could fool him with the concept, but and then Nick made a great throw, and Brent made a great catch.
Yeah. Does Revis look all the way back from his injury?
Well, Revis is playing at a high level, you know, and you know that reputation he has of being a shutdown corner. You know, you see that on tape now, so. I don't know if he's all the way back, but he's playing at a very high level. And they're going to be a challenge. We went through yesterday and watched last year's game as a staff with Nick playing, as you remember, where we won the game on the last play of the game, and it was one of those gritty, hard-fought games. And now they have the same style of defense, but then they've added some dynamic players, and they've got good players at every level, not just Revis. You know, McCoy's a real good player. Avante David at the linebacking level is really good, and then their safeties, I think. That pair of safeties is as good as we're going to see in the league.
All right, that is Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. We'll take a phone call here from our good buddy Gary in Southwest Florida. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing,
What's
buddy?
What's going on? How about you, Adam?
Adam's okay? Great.
Yeah. How are you? We're in Southwest Florida.
You know, I've been seeing a trend, I guess, in the NFL that these guys that are on this not disabled list, but they're questionable and doubtful, and these are the guys that do most of the diving, I think, and we're going to see that when you look at Tampa Bay's questionable list.
I don't know who's. I don't really even know injury wise, Adam, as we speak here today. Does Tampa Bay have any players that you can?
Vincent
think of?
Jackson was hurt before the bye, but he was supposed to be okay. That's all I can remember as far as.
I think they're pretty healthy, Gary.
It's a fair game for everybody, and we don't have to stop our momentum to scrape guys off the.
I don't. The Giants didn't do any of that flopping, so I didn't see it at all.
Football. I was happy about that, although I don't like them.
Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, I'd like to make a prediction, Dave.
Yes, please.
I'm going to say 26-13. I hope no one has that.
No, 26-13, Gary. It's all yours, buddy.
Hey, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks. Good stuff. That's Gary in Southwest Florida, who won week one of the prediction game. Anthony in Connecticut won week two last week, picking a 34-24 Eagles win. If memory serves me correctly, Adam, you weren't so confident the Eagles would beat the New York Football Giants.
No, I picked the Giants 33-30.
Interesting.
I am now 1-4 picking Eagle games this season.
So please pick Tampa.
I am 20-17.
Okay, good.
Does that make you happy?
Yes, it does. We won't take it personally
that
you didn't do that, but we feel like you don't know what you're talking about. So
thank you.
If you say
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, you do. If you say Tampa Bay, say Eagles.
It's called the Costanza theory. Take the opposite of everything I say when pick a game.
You say Tampa, I say Philadelphia.
Right.
Ba, 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 da. That's how it works. Another phone call here before we get to Pat Shurmur on this Tuesday here in South Philadelphia. We're going to go to Dallas, believe it or not, and talk to McCoy. McCoy joins us from Dallas, Texas. McCoy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
All right, how you doing?
Dave, I'm a big-time Eagle fan, been one for years.
Thank you.
I would like to see all three running backs used in this game.
Run the football is what you want to see. Dallas, give me a prediction before we talk about that.
28-14.
Thank you for the call. Adam, can the Eagles find any way to work in LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, who we got to talk about here.
Yes.
Hasn't been productive. And then Chris Polk.
Now, I don't want to blame Bryce Brown for the last game for a couple runs. The interior of the offensive line struggled on a couple of his runs. In fact, caught him. He couldn't even move. But I think when you look at Bryce Brown, there are too many runs where he's trying to break it to the sideline. You can't keep doing that. Now, I would tell you, when you play Tampa Bay, they're so fast, but they're not real big on the DNs. That's a situation where I think you're going to have to overload. You're going to have to run with three or four people on the offensive line at somebody, and then you'll be able to get it done because they're so fast. You're not going to beat them just in pure speed. That's not going to happen. Now, Chris Polk, you wonder. Now, Chris Polk didn't really get a chance in this past game, but you really wonder now, should he be pushing Bryce Brown? I think it's a fair question.
Well, he went in, I think, before Bryce Brown, but regardless, Bryce has had more touches than Chris. And you're right. It's sometimes you just got to take two or three yards rather than trying to break it to the outside.
Right. Take what the defense gives you. I know his outside speed is unbelievable, especially for guys 220-plus, but the fact of the matter is he's got to do a better job. I mean, he's just got to do a better job. I mean, the yards per carry way low, and they've got to get the running game back on track this game.
Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break. And when we come back here, actually, first, before we go to break, let's hear from Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, feeling a lot better about the state of the Eagles' D.
We really would study the game he played against Arizona and then his preseason games. So you see how the offense looks with him and you see how the offense looks without him. They've had a bye week, so now they can probably adjust to his talents a little bit better. But you study every available tape you have on a guy and kind of predict a little bit of what how you think they'll use
him. What have you seen from him in the limited time you've
He's a good pocket passer. He's got a great presence. He's very tall, at 6'7". He can really see the field, and that's where that height really comes in to play with a lot of these pocket quarterbacks and throws a nice ball. He sees the field well for a rookie. Well, all our defensive linemen are actually trained at all at end-to-end nose, so they can move in and out. Some of the different looks that we present people, take an end and put it down at nose and vice versa. So they're trained at all three, and Sed's played plenty of nose, maybe not in the regular season games just yet, but he's had his share. A big confidence booster. Obviously, the wins are always going to boost your confidence in the scheme, but whether it was a win or a loss, when you look at the tape, you know, with a microscope like we do, you can see the techniques moving forward. We can see the defensive lineman playing more consistent, and it really is, and I say it, I know, every week up here, but the more consistent play we get out of the technique part of the defense, the more plays will come our way. And I thought the defensive backs did a great job on the deep ball. There's 11 balls thrown up, and I believe they only caught one. There was an interference, but we knew that was a challenge for us going in, and the guys responded, and that has to do with, you know, some of the rush too. You know, we didn't come out of there with the sacks that you might say the sack numbers, but Eli chose to throw the ball away and get three intentional groundings, and he chose to throw it into coverage a couple times instead of taking a sack. So although only one sack showed up on the stat sheet, you know, we believe that we had some pressure on him. I think Nate's confidence is growing in two places, in himself and in the scheme. I think he's getting better with his eyes and where he places them, which makes him in a better position to make his plays now. When you, as a safety position, is a little unique in that if your eyes aren't right and you get yourself out of position, now those tackles, you put yourself in a bad position to make a tackle, and you miss more. When you line up right and you put your eyes in the right spot, it takes you to the place you need to be to make your plays. And I think Nate each week is getting a little bit better and a little bit better of his fundamentals of where to place his eyes, and he's putting himself in position to make tackles. And we're working hard on tackling every day, and I think that's helping him. I mean, every day, there's not a day goes by where we don't hammer the fundamentals of tackling at each position group, and I think it's slowly paying off. Again, we're just going to continue to work to find the best 11 to put on the field the most amount of times, and when there's no separation, then we'll rotate. If there's separation, we won't.
It looked like Brandon Graham had a couple of hurries on Sunday. I mean, is it a challenge to try to get him on the field, or are you getting him on the field as much as you want?
No, he's getting about 20 to 25 snaps a game, depending on the way it goes, and you know, we'd like to do that more, but, you know, him and Trent are rotating in. We love when Trent's in there, and Brandon's doing a good job. So it's just a little bit of a feel. You know, everybody plays who suits up, so we do have everybody getting reps, so we don't, you know, we have some strength at the fourth in the fourth quarter. But Brandon gives us a great pass rush and push in there.
Blitzing more maybe late third quarter, fourth quarter, trying to get pressure on Eli, because it seemed like once you did get pressure, that's kind of when he was throwing those interceptions.
Yeah, we were trying to just keep him off balance. It wasn't all pressure. It wasn't, again, I come back to sometimes you present pressure but don't pressure. Sometimes you don't look like you're coming, but you do come. And sometimes you show it and bring it. And you just try to keep him guessing and on, you know, nervous. And sometimes you're showing pressure but only rush three. And it just trying to keep him off balance was the key, and some of it was pressure.
All right, that's Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator. We thank you for joining us on Eagles Live today. Make sure you stay tuned a little bit later on after practice. We'll have Michael Vick, Nick Foles, and DeSean Jackson, their press conferences live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And then we come back tomorrow morning, Chip Kelly's press conference, and then Eagles Live, and then players after practice once again. So everything that is going on live that we're able to show you, we will do so right here. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.